This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, reaching then surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The number of infections is more than 27.8 globally. Meanwhile, AstraZeneca's chief executive Pascal Soriot said Thursday that the company should still know before the end of the year whether its experimental vaccine protects people against COVID-19 as long as it can resume trials soon. The British company suspended late-stage trials this week after an illness in a participant in Britain. The patient was reportedly suffering from symptoms associated with a rare spinal inflammatory disorder called transverse. Soriot said that during an online event that AstraZeneca did not yet know the diagnosis, adding that it was not clear if the volunteer had the virus and more tests were needed. He said the diagnosis would be submitted to an independent safety committee, and this would usually then tell the company whether trials can be resumed. He said that the potential vaccine, which the World Health Organization has flagged as the most promising for coronavirus, that it was still usual for a trial to be suspended. According to a new book by Washington Post editor Bob Woodward, President Donald Trump acknowledges that he played down the projected impact of the deadly coronavirus earlier this year and says he meant to avoid creating a panic. That was in a private conversation with Woodward in March that became public Wednesday with the publication of excerpts from Woodward's upcoming book, Rage. In taped conversations released along with the excerpts, Mr. Trump insisted he did not want to create panic. When asked about it Wednesday, Mr. Trump did not deny his remarks. Instead, he went on to say that he is a cheerleader for the country and doesn't want people to be frightened. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says that Mr. Trump lied to the American people and failed to do his job. This is VOA News. A Northern California wildfire is threatening thousands of homes after winds whipped into a monster that incinerated houses in a small mountain community and killed at least three people. The North Complex fire northeast of San Francisco exploded to six times its previous size between Tuesday and Wednesday, thanks to gusting winds. The winds have subsided, but only after flames critically burned several people and damaged or completely destroyed hundreds, if not thousands, of homes and other buildings. Other large fires are burning around the state and the West. Numerous wildfires continue to burn in the state of Oregon's forested valleys and along the coast, destroying hundreds of homes and causing mass evacuations. Farther north, flames devoured buildings and huge tracts of land in Washington state. Officials said the number of simultaneous fires and perhaps the damage caused is unprecedented. Several deaths have been reported, including a one-year-old boy in Washington state. An official at the Department of Homeland Security says he was pressured by agency leaders to make his intelligence reports reflect the priorities of the Trump administration. Brian Murphy also says in a whistleblower complaint that he was demoted from his position as the Office of Intelligence and Analysis in retaliation for refusing to alter his reports on such matters as Russian interference in the election and the extent of the threat posed by white supremacists. A DHS spokesman denied Murphy's allegations. The epidemiologist, whose modeling heavily influenced the British government to impose a lockdown in March, has warned that fresh restrictions may have to be reimposed in coming weeks to deal with a rise in new coronavirus cases. Neil Ferguson from Imperial College London said he was encouraged that the government is banning social gatherings of more than six people from Monday, noting that one of the mistakes in the early days of the pandemic this year was an overly cautious approach. Still, he told BBC Radio that all the analysis suggested that there would be an uptick in deaths in the coming weeks, so now is the time to respond. Teams who had one staff member test positive for COVID-19 will not risk being excluded from the Tour de France if they have another one in the next round of tests. That's according to two sources with direct knowledge of the matter. The rules state that should two members of a team test positive for coronavirus within a seven-day period, the whole outfit will be excluded from the race. Organizers, in consultation with the French government, have decided that the counters would be reset for the next round of tests on September 13th and 14th. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.